We started dating and we felt that our relationship was too simple, to be honest with you. I remember the day she turned to me. She said, "I don't care if you are Jerry Jones. I want to check you out. I'm not going to be fooled." I said, "That's fine. How do you plan to check me out?" She said, "I'm going to check your people trail." I said, "My what? People trail." I said, "What's a people trail?" She said, "People that have known you in the past. Can you produce them?" I said, "Sure. How far back do you want to go?" She said, "High school." I said, "That's pretty far back. Can you produce somebody I can talk to that knew you in high school?" I said, "Yes." St. Louis, I called up my friend Dick Metz. He played center on the basketball team where I played guard. And I said, "Dick, I know you probably heard that Claudette has died, and I'm now dating a very fine Christian lady in Oklahoma, and she wants to check out my people trail." Dick said, "You're what?" I said, "People trail." He said, "What's a people trail?" I said, "You." "She wants to talk to somebody that knew me in high school." He said, "That's fine." So we scheduled a breakfast there in St. Louis, and she came to St. Louis and met with my friend Dick Metz. Now, listen, Dick and I have been friends all the way through high school. Now, let me tell you about Dick Metz. He's been married and divorced 5 times. He is a recovering alcoholic, and he's now going to become my credit reference. Do you see any problem with this issue at all? So, at breakfast, she said, "What was he like in high school?" And Dick started laughing. She said, "What are you laughing about?" He said, let me tell you about Jonesy. He was a designated driver before we had designated drivers. Now, Friday night, my buddies, after the basketball game, all they could think about was getting drunk. They thought that was big-time stuff. Now, because they're underage, they had to get somebody older to buy the stuff for them, but that was not a problem. And I became the driver because I drank orange soda. And very seldom do you get drunk on orange soda. I'm driving along, and my buddies, when they got drunk, thought they could sing. I don't know why he is. A drunk always thinks he can sing. Well, they could sing. Well, they didn't make any sense singing, but they were singing, and I'm driving them around. Then I'm driving, eventually get them to their home, take them out of the car, push them through the front door. I was afraid if I didn't drive, they'd have a wreck and kill somebody. And I could hear them just sing and in the car, and every once in a while I'd hear that back window go. Then they began explaining to me how much fun they were having in the back seat. Didn't look like fun to me. Messed up the side of my car, I know that much. Okay, I passed the test. I said, "Okay, I'm checking your people trail." She said, "Okay, what do you want to know?" I said, "I want to talk to the psychologist that counseled you through your divorce." She said, "Fair enough." So she called Mike, the psychologist, and said, "This man I'm dating wants to talk to you about me, forget about confidentiality, tell him anything he wants to know." Fine. I walk in his office, shook his hand, sat down. He said, "Mr. Jones, how can I help you?" I said, "Well, I want to ask you, is this woman sick or not?" How's that for an opening line? I want to know. I mean, this woman's warped out of shape and sick. I don't have time to fool with her, okay? That's it. I need to go on other places. He said, "She's fine, she's whole, she's dealt with her issue. She's in great shape mentally." I said, "Good." Well, we were still scared. So we decided to talk to 5 couples that were in second marriages for whatever reason. And we said, "We need some advice and input. Let me tell you something. Before you get married, you get advice from somebody else. Because you see, you might be so emotionally involved in this situation, you can't see really the dangers and the problems." So we talked to 5 couples.